AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. General Motors fired its head of public relations yesterday. Actually, GM did not say it fired Selim Bingal. It said he left to pursue other interests. But I say he was fired, and here's why. His departure was effective immediately, and GM will only now start looking for someone to replace him. If this was part of some longer-term plan, they'd already have a replacement lined up. In a statement to news outlets, GM said his departure had nothing to do with the ignition switch recall. But we all know that GM CEO Mary Barra's appearance before congressional hearings was nothing less than a public relations disaster. GM also replaced its head of human resources, Melissa Howell, with GM veteran John Quattrone. And while Mary Barra was effusive in her praise of Melissa Howell and her service to General Motors, she gave Selim Bingal little more than a perfunctory thank you before sending him on his way. Last month, Jeep unveiled an all-new small SUV at the Geneva Auto Show called the Renegade. At the time, the company said it'll be produced in Italy, but now Ward's reports that the Renegade will be the first vehicle built at Fiat Chrysler's new plant in Brazil. Annual capacity is expected to hit 250,000 units, and job one is expected at the end of the year. Ward's also reports that the Renegade could be built in China. Holy moly! That would suggest, with plants in Italy, Brazil, and China, that Jeep expects to sell somewhere around 700,000 Renegades a year, which would almost double global Jeep sales. Peugeot Citroën's brand new CEO, Carlos Tavares, isn't wasting any time reshaping the company. He just announced plans to slash the number of vehicles in the automaker's lineup from 45 down to 26 by 2022. As part of the overhaul, Citroën's DS badge will be spun off as a separate premium brand. By 2018, Tavares hopes these moves will result in the company's operating profits from car making to reach 2% of sales. Carlos Tavares must expect this to be a tough turnaround, because a 2% profit margin? That stinks. Healthy car companies make at least a 5% return. Volkswagen announced that former Audi R&D boss Wolfgang Dürheimer will become the head of Bentley and Bugatti. Dürheimer was appointed to the same position just 3 years ago, but he stepped down in 2012 to take the Audi R&D job. Dürheimer replaces Dr. Wolfgang Schreiber and starts his new position June 1st. You may remember that Land Rover used the Discovery nameplate in the past, but for the last decade, it used the names LR3 and LR4 in the U.S. Well, what was old is now new again. Starting next year, the automaker will roll out a new family of Discovery vehicles, and it's showing us what they'll look like with the Discovery Vision concept. No word yet on any powertrain options, but the vehicle will be equipped with a host of new features and technologies, and just click the link in today's show notes to read all about them. Earlier this month, we showed you a teaser image from Kia of a minivan concept headed to the New York show, and now the automaker confirms it is the all-new Sedona. It gets the automaker's signature front grille and will now sport LED lights out back. Exterior size remains about the same, even though it's on an all-new platform, but interior space has been improved. The same 3.3-liter V6 from the Sorento and Cadenza will replace the old 3.5-liter unit. Pricing will be released closer to the minivan's launch date. Speaking of that New York show, don't forget, we're inviting you to help us interview a bunch of executives who are going to be in New York. That list includes Alana Tracy Barry, the product manager for the BMW 6 Series, Mike Manley, the CEO of Jeep, and Maury Callum, the head of design at Ford. If you have questions you would like us to ask these executives, shoot us an email to viewermail@autoline.tv. We'll pick the best questions we get from you and pose them to our lineup of guests. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at a supplier's vision of what the HMI experience will be like for drivers in the future.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like BetaMate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetaMate.com.
Technology advancements will greatly change the way drivers interact with their cars. While it's still too early to know what the HMI experience will be like in the future, auto supplier Visteon put together this video to showcase one of its concepts called the Horizon Cockpit.
Horizon really shows Visteon at the forefront of the exciting future technologies that are coming on board. Really provide kind of a tunnel for our OEM customers to how to integrate and really interpret the user experience for these new technologies. There are three main technologies that really kind of weave through one user experience that tie all of them together. The first technology is a gesture-based, where the camera recognizes my hand, and now I can gesture to whatever is on the screen. And I can just remove my finger really easy. The second technology kind of transitioned into a touch surface. The touch surface could be behind any soft material, leather, cloth, what have you. It's not only sensitive to the touch, but actually to the depth of touch. With those two new technologies, we could actually see that the space around the driver becomes an interaction modality. And lastly, but not least, is the actual display. Basically, it's two staggered display that has a very sophisticated graphics that we create to take advantage of the previous two technologies and kind of cognitively connect the driver to that modality of interaction. Richness of the graphics, especially between the two displays, as the things that I'm interacting with and needs my attention are brought to the front screen, and the other ones that are kind of on the deck are brought to the back. You can actually call any function in a shortcut, and you could use the voice as well as a gesture to invoke that. So for instance, I could say knob temperature, and now I'm using the gesture to interact with the temperature. So as you know, technology really moves at a breakneck speed. We see our job at Visteon not only to integrate the latest technology, we weave that user experience through all these technologies and show them what's best about implementing it, from the software to the hardware to the actual user experience itself, which we think is one of the most important components of introducing new technology to the user and the driver.
Kind of interesting technology. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.